Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Very much, Larry. It's been a pleasure.
You may recall recently Dan Frankel, Pennsylvania state rep, had a bill to legalize adult use cannabis, better known as recreational marijuana. And we were joined by the co-founder of the Plant Media Project, Gina Bentzel, who was surprisingly, maybe, that she wasn't for it, although she's for adult use cannabis, but with some changes. And that seems to be underway now. Gina, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So let's talk this through. Let's go back. This proposal, there were things in this proposal you thought it would be dead on arrival that you didn't agree with, yet you are for legalization of adult use cannabis.
That is correct, Larry. I think I might have surprised you on my last visit because, you know, I'm all for the legalization, but I'm thinking about our long-term goals here. We can't be swift about this, and we need to find a way to get to legalization that's going to benefit all of our communities.
So that said, is there a move to go back and say, all right, let's try to work on this bill so it satisfies as many people as we can to get a vote to get it through?
Well, the bill that we were talking about before was the state store model. So that was so that our liquor control board would then have control of cannabis. And that is what we wanted to see killed. And sure enough, the Senate did kill that bill. Now, we're waiting to see. You know, there's just been, you know, a proposal and a memo so far. So I'm really anxious to see what these new bills will include. But it doesn't seem that either will include the state store model. So we're really waiting to see what we can have in store for us for a legalization bill that we can maybe get pushed past our conservative Senate.
Well, now let's turn that around, Gina, and talk about the Democrats who are not going to approve of anything that doesn't involve the state store concept.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I mean, there has been conversations about, you know, Lachlan, who's a Republican out of Erie, talking about the need for a cannabis control board, and that would be separate from a liquor control board. And this would put, you know, leaders that would work with the plant to oversee the adult use program.
Well, let's explore, because it's legal in New York, it's legal in the nation's capital, New Jersey, Ohio, all around us. What kind of model do they have in place? Which one of those states most mirrors what you think would be most effective in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, no state has a state-run store model, so that was going to be completely different. And as we discussed on the last time I was on the call, we're still talking about cannabis, which is federally listed as a Schedule I drug. So that means that it has, you know, no medical use and no the potential for abuse, which we know because 24 states have it legalized that we have seen this as a medical plant. So the interesting part would be if it was run by the state and if the state stores ran this, they would be controlling a federally Schedule I substance. So it was really not making much sense to me and felt like there could be a lot of legal issues with our state moving forward with that. So, you know, we're learning a lot from our neighboring states about what they have done well and what they have not. And I think that, you know, PA is taking a beat to kind of consider, you know, what would be best for us. We know there's a lot of revenue that could come in from legalization. Who's going to oversee where that revenue goes? How will it impact our communities in a positive way? Because there can be millions and millions of dollars that will come into our state with us. So I think really being delicate and trying to decide, you know, what would be best for PA is what's happening right now. Definitely interested in seeing what a new bill could look like. But I feel that, you know, having a bipartisan approach may be our only way to get this over the line. We need both sides of the aisles to come together and work on this collaboratively in order for us to get something approved.
That will be quite a trick in the House.
Yeah.
But I am curious, Gina, is there anything that you're advocating for in terms of in trying to influence what the lawmakers are at work on now?
Well, I think that the devil is going to be in the details here, right? You know, so we want to make sure that cannabis is, well, one, that it's accessible to people. We want to make sure that the folks that were disproportionately, you know, impacted by the failed war on drugs have an opportunity to be involved in the cannabis system. You know, we have large multi-state operators that are running with licenses in the state now, but will there be an opportunity for business owners to get involved? And most importantly, we want to see all those that are sitting in prison over this plant let out immediately. If they're nonviolent cannabis prisoners, they're still sitting in jail. And even though we've seen cannabis be decriminalized here in Pittsburgh, there have still been many, many arrests. And so until we fight for the justice of these folks that are sitting behind bars, that their families have been torn apart, it's really difficult for me to talk about the implications that legalization will have on our economy when I can only think about the people that are suffering still because of these antiquated laws.
Well, they better hurry because the June 30th deadline for the governor to get his budget, and he's counting on $500 million plus if they're able to get through some kind of plan to legalize it. That said, is there any movement at the federal level to declassify this plant? And if so, when?
Yeah, I mean, there are 11 different bills for federal legalization. With Students for Sensible Drug Policy, we did our Cannabis Week of Unity several weeks ago, where we hit every single member of the House of Representatives and the Senate with a packet that explained these 11 bills. And since then, SSDP has met with many of these leaders to discuss the bills. And so there is interest at the federal level, but we just don't see things move quickly enough, which is why the state model is going to continue to be the leader here. We need to get Pennsylvania on the right side of history first, because we really, you know, cannot rely on how quickly the federal government could move on making major changes like this from coast to coast.
All right, before you go, how many states is recreational adult use legal?
Yeah, we have 24. Yeah, we have 24 states, and it's just continuing to grow. And so we don't want Pennsylvania to be left behind. And we need to work together and let our legislators know that we care about this issue. So when new bills come out, you know, really encourage the community to reach out to their senators and let them know that they care about this issue, so that when they go in to vote on legalizing cannabis, they know what their constituents want.
Gina Bensel, co-founder of the Plant Media Project. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.